got some things to talk about. A little baseball as we hit the All-Star break, as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by the voice of the Boston Red Sox, Dave O'Brien. Dave, how are you?
Rich, I'm doing great. I think I'll have a Jack Daniels neat, if you don't mind.
I can do neat is good. I think I can handle neat. Anything beyond neat or pouring a draft, I'm going to call on the real experts here. Absolutely.
Yeah, you and I have the same bartending skills, I think.
I am only here. I'm serving mostly as a pretty face, and that tells you how desperate they are.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a great cause as well.
Absolutely. Well, here we are, Dave, at the All-Star break, and let's focus on the positive. A 3.5-game lead, and in first place, it's been an up-and-down season, but they are where they wanted to be.
Yeah, I think so, Rich. I think, you know, if you're leading at the All-Star break, you've got a very good chance historically of going to postseason play. You know, the way it's been lately, in the last decade or so, it's a lead pipe cinch you're going to postseason play. So I think the Red Sox do feel good about where they are, especially considering they haven't played great baseball all season long. I think the offense has been pretty inconsistent. There have been some injuries. There's sort of been a black hole at third base. So you put all of that together, you're 3.5 up, had a chance to be more like 4.5, 5.5 up. The way the Yankees were playing, I think you have to feel like you're in a pretty good position if you're the Red Sox.
Absolutely. What's been the key to this team? Because they haven't had the home run power. They've been inconsistent at times, and here they are.
Yeah, last in home runs, in fact. I think the key for me has been pitching and a much better bullpen that was anticipated. Let's face it, Craig Kimbrell has been amazing. He has had a spectacular year as the closer. And that's usually the case when you have a good bullpen. But Joe Kelly gave up a run yesterday, actually gave up a couple on a home run, but he hadn't given up a run since, what, the early days of May. And you have other guys, I think, who have overperformed in that bullpen beyond what was anticipated, guys like Robbie Scott. But it begins and ends with Kimbrell, who has been, for most of the first half, absolutely unhittable. And then you've got Chris Sale, of course, who's, you know, should be starting the All-Star game. Chris Sale had a spectacular first half as well. Every fifth day, the Red Sox felt like they were the best team, maybe in all of baseball, because he was on the mound.
And Chris Sale, for you, Dave, he's got to be a broadcaster's dream. He works so quickly out there.
Boy, he works quicker than anybody I've ever seen in a Red Sox uniform, and that includes Wade Miley, who had a couple of years ago, who worked very quickly. The biggest difference is Chris Sale is a legitimate ace every time he takes the mound. He's going to strike out somewhere between 10 and 12 guys virtually every start. You know, he was setting and breaking records left and right for that first half. And I think the way the club plays behind him, Rich, is fully confident that they're going to win every time he takes the mound. And that's what a real ace is to me. It's not so much statistics, although his stats are off the hook. He's going to strike out 300 guys the way it's going right now. It's the feeling behind him. And when you watch him and broadcast one of his games, you believe the Red Sox are going to win because Chris Sale is pitching. And most of the time, that's exactly what's happened.
David Price has been better, kind of pitching like his old self of late. If they can get him going, and then that very encouraging effort from Rick Porcello, if they can get that kind of work and Eduardo Rodriguez comes back, why wouldn't you say this is, if not the best rotation in the American League, certainly in the top two or three?
Yeah, I think it's right there with the Cleveland Indians if all of that comes to pass. And, you know, you make a great point about Eduardo Rodriguez, because when he's not in the rotation, as has been the case for the last month or so because of that knee injury, not many people recognize it. They're not looking at it like, oh, what a big hole that is. But that young guy has such potential to be, you know, at least a number two and maybe one day a number one. He's got great stuff. Left-hander who throws 94. He doesn't throw as hard as Sale, but his command this year has been really, really good. He's pitching at a very high confidence level. His maturity is there, whereas in past seasons, that was something to be questioned. He's an exciting guy to have come back into the rotation in the second half, and he had a nice start for the Paw Sox right before the break, so that was immensely encouraging for Eduardo Rodriguez. But you know, it's a lefty-heavy rotation, there's no question.
We're talking to Dave O'Brien here on Downtown. Joe Kelly has been so good, as you mentioned, up until yesterday, but can they still use some bullpen help going forward?
Well, I think everybody could. I think the hope was, Rich, that Carson Smith would have returned by now, you know, to be a part of that bullpen, and that just hasn't happened. And I don't think the Red Sox are counting on seeing him at all. He may miss two full seasons because of Tommy John. There's a possibility he could come back in September and help out, and maybe even October. He could be one of those heroes we talk about, you know, for years to come. Like, hey, you know, he didn't even throw a pitch in a regular season, but all of a sudden here he is in the postseason. But I'm not counting on that. I don't think Dave Dombrowski's counting on that. And I think the bullpen has been such a position of strength in its totality. There's no question that at the end of the day, they don't have to do anything there, and they don't have to do anything with starting pitching. I still think third base is an area where, even though Marrero and Lynn have calmed it down, if you can get a guy in a trade who can hit home runs, who can be a power source for a team that desperately needs it and has not hit many home runs this season, I think you have to do that. And I think there are players out there who could be had in a trade that could help the Red Sox.
Speaking of that, some rumors over the weekend about the Sox possibly having an interest in Martin Prado of Miami. Would he be a guy who would fit nicely at that spot?
I think he would. I think he's a guy that they're going to look at. I think Todd Frazier of the White Sox has been talked about a lot more frequently because he's shown in the past he can be a premier home run hitter, and he's a fine defender at third base. I don't think you'd lose a whole lot there. Another guy whose name comes up, and it's a familiar name to Red Sox fans, is Jed Lowry. Jed's a good hitter. He's always been a really fine major league hitter, and I think he's a guy who could solve some of those issues. But frankly, between us, if it were Prado and Lowry and maybe a handful of other guys, I would say why not stay with what you have in Marrero and Lynn, because the upgrade is not significant, and you're potentially jarring the ball club a little bit more chemistry-wise than you want to do. But if it's somebody who can hit the ball out of the ballpark to the tune of maybe, 12 or 13 home runs in the second half of the Red Sox, I think you have to make that deal.
Are the Rays as good as they appeared to be this weekend? And are they maybe the biggest threat to the Red Sox in the East going forward?
That's a great question. The way the Yankees have played for the last month, I would say maybe they are more of a threat than the Yankees are, and certainly more than Baltimore or Toronto. But I also think Tampa Bay's schedule moving forward now, for the early days of the second half, they have to go on the road to the West Coast. And then they have a killer schedule for about 4 or 5 weeks after that. I think by the middle of August, if their head is still above water, they are a legitimate playoff contender. But I'm not so sure that's going to happen, to be honest with you, Rich. Their bullpen, even though it pitched very well against the Sox over the weekend, their bullpen has been a real problem for them. I think it's going to continue to be a problem. But they're a much better team than people anticipated that they would be. There's no doubt about that. And I think at the end of the day, they've been a big surprise in the American League.
Dave, will you watch any of the All-Star festivities, or do you like to just take a step back during this break?
Well, I can't. I have to watch, and I'm going to watch Home Run Derby, and I thought it was great last year. It was great drama in that once they changed the format. And yeah, I'm like everybody else, who watches the Red Sox and follows the Red Sox. I'm a fan, first and foremost, so I love baseball, and I want to see how the Red Sox are going to do. I want to see how Chris Sale's going to do. I want to see how Craig Kimbrell's going to do and Mookie Betts. And I think that's half the fun for all of us watching the All-Star game, is following our guys, because these are our guys.
Dave, we're doing a little special later in the month remembering the 67 Red Sox, but you're way too young. You've only heard stories about that team, right?
From my father, yeah. From my dad, and that's for sure. But I also have gotten a chance, being around the Red Sox for a long time now, it's my 12th year, to meet a lot of these guys. To meet Carl Yastrzemski, for example, some of these guys who were on that club and were part of what that meant to New England and to this region. So, the 67 Impossible Dream Team, has been part of my life, since about the day I was born. And I remember meeting Ken Coleman when I was 16 years old, who put out a terrific app about the 67 team and wrote some wonderful stuff about it. And I points of the conversation. Anthony Mitchell was pretty dormant in this region right now, but it was true.
And you've told the story before, but boy, if you could share it again, the manner in which you got to meet Carly Yastrzemski was very cool.
I think we're having some trouble with Dave's cell phone, Rich.
Yeah, some technical difficulty there. All right, we're gonna take a break then. We appreciate Dave O'Brien making time for us here on the All-Star break to talk a little Red Sox here this afternoon as the Sox off until Friday when the Yankees come to town. It should be a great series there. Thanks to Dave for being with us.